The opinions expressed on Too Much Information are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hey, remember that time when...
Stop! That's way too much information.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I'm Liesl.
And I'm Cho.
And welcome back to...
Too Much Information.
This is actually our last episode of the season. So last episode we talked about film and just like our opinions on film. And this episode is just going to actually be a cute little wrap up just of the two of us. No guess.
But we're going back to our roots.
We're going back to our roots, discussing
our like fears of the future.
Yeah, because we're scared.
Because we're scared, guys.
And we're chopped, guys.
We're scared and chopped.
Guys, we're so scared and chopped. Don't be like us. Don't be scared or chopped. Okay. So, Cho, how are you feeling at this point of the semester?
I feel naked and afraid. But not in a literal sense.
just afraid, not naked?
I feel mentally naked.
You feel mentally exposed.
I feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I'm so behind on my... I'm not an academic weapon.
I'm an academic victim, bro.
This semester, I was not an academic weapon. But I'm doing not bad. I don't think I'm doing too bad. I'm not going to fail.
Yeah.
I'm going to win. I'm going to... All I do is win.
Bro. Yeah, bro. Because like, what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not.
Yeah, but I'm just feeling... I feel confused. I have a lot of confusing feelings. But I think everything's going to be okay.
That's just a girl who's going to be okay.
I'm just going to be goated. I'm just going to become
You're my top 10 TMU goats, Cho.
Well, thank you. Yeah. You're also my top 10 TMU goats.
Oh my God, stop it, Cho. Oh. Stop. Oh my God, Cho.
Yeah, but I feel, even though I feel like kind of lost and kind of scared and kind of confused and like I'm behind and I'm tired, but I feel like...
I just kept going for... I'm lost. I hate myself.
Guys, I feel like I've improved a lot and I've grown a lot ever since first year. And like I've improved a lot compared to first semester too, because I've just been applying for more things and I've been putting myself out there more and doing more stuff, doing more media stuff. I'm media producing, guys. I'm literally media.
Wow.
Literally media producing.
She
literally
produced so hard that the mic peaked beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn.
Okay. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm like, as someone who's also seen you grow since like first year, I feel like you found yourself in a lot more ways. Like, I feel like you're putting yourself out there more and you found your style more. Mm-hmm. And like, I think you also found what you like want to do more. Cause I remember you like showed me like this, like the, like this like cool Viet gang who was doing like media stuff in the end of first year. And now you're like them.
No, I'm not like them, but I'm just gonna take the compliment, bro.
Oh my God.
I'm not like them, but I'm striving to be them. And I'm taking very, very little baby steps every day.
Bro, you're taking more than baby steps.
I'm taking big, large steps. You're taking big boy steps.
You know,
ginormous steps.
You know, like that one quote of the space program when they land on the moon, it's just like one small step, but one big step for mankind. That's you right now.
Okay. I'm taking a big step for mankind.
Yeah.
By volunteering free labor.
Me too. Honestly, I'm really tired, but like in a good way, because there are all the things that I really wanted to do this semester were done, because I was like, I want to make the band done. Mm-hmm. I want to make the open mic thing done. Mm-hmm. I want to make the podcast done.
We did the podcast.
Yeah, that's like the main stuff that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also doing TMFF stuff. I hope I get to be in an exec position there next year. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm really honestly like, I'm pretty proud of myself because I feel like I've also grown a lot since first year. In first year, I did like no extracurriculars basically. And now I basically do all of it. In terms of academics, I do kind of want to... I am a bit of a victim at this point. Like,
she's flopping maybe a little bit.
Okay, but she's not failing.
Right.
And like C's get degrees.
Right.
If any of the professors are hearing this, hi. I'm sorry. But yeah, so I'm pretty proud of myself. I feel like I've grown a lot. And I just have a lot of hopes for like next year. Even though it's really stressful, next year I do have to probably manage my time a little better and take on less stuff. But even then, like honestly, it was really worth it because I feel really satisfied.
Do you feel proud of your progress?
I do, bro.
I feel like you did a lot more this semester and I guess just this year in general. And yeah, like you've been doing graphic design stuff. You've been doing TikToks. Oh yeah, you did that TikTok thing too. Cause you last year you said you wanted to be like try to be a TikTok.
A TikTok legend.
Not like a TikTok legend, but just try to do like
social media.
Post fun TikToks.
Yeah, like social media manager.
Yeah, and you're doing that. So, and you're doing, yeah, and you're like social media manager. So, yeah, I feel I can see your progress too.
Yeah, and like I'm part of a band.
Yeah, and I'm really proud of you for doing the band thing because you guys are cool.
Oh my god, really? You think we're cool?
You guys are so musical.
Oh my god, you think we're gonna be
like
musical
geniuses? And when I see your first gig, I was like, wow, this is the best musical experience I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh my god,
and I'll never experience anything like this again.
Forever Temporary, my band. You guys are all really cool. And you guys should follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Forever Temporary Band, on both platforms. I feel like an influencer right now. Holy crap. Okay.
You're plugging your stuff.
I'm plugging my stuff.
But overall, we're pretty proud of our progress.
Hey, guys, and welcome back to Talk Tua. So, in this segment, we're going to be talking about, actually, the future again. So, Cho, what are some things that you actually want to do next year? I want to first of all.
Right. I was... Bro, why did you steal my joke?
Because I'm the GOAT, bro. I'm the GOAT.
Okay, I was going to say I want to but you stole my joke, so I'm just going to be serious now. I'm just going to be sad and serious.
Yeah, I made her cry.
I'm really unsure of the things I want to do, but what I do want to do is to, better manage my time to, like, excel at academics more. Not that I already am not excelling at
not
academics.
Not that I already
but...
don't excel at academics because I'm an academic.
No, but actually, I do want to do better, and I want to be as good as when I was in first year and I was like
a weapon.
Getting straight A's and
bro,
stuff.
I remember in first year when I could get 4.0s like, with my
so
eyes closed.
I was so good in first
oh my
year,
God.
And now I'm just
and
like
now I'm chopped,
flopping
bro.
Because I'm burnt out and I don't know where I can get that energy back. But
no, I get it.
A piece of my soul died.
Yeah.
A piece of my innocence died. That first year Cho is no longer here. She's dead.
Yeah, me too.
She's
like,
dead.
A part of that first year Liesl died during orientation week, and every month that passed, she just kept dying, bro. I'm like a fish flopping in the sea right
but
now.
But you're gonna be revitalized.
Guys, I swear 2026 is gonna be my year.
Guys, 2030 is going to be my year.
Guys, I swear.
I swear 2030 is going to be my year.
2070 is going to be my year, guys.
Sometimes I feel like I already wasted 3 months of 2025. But
no, bro.
Realistically,
them with me.
I think I've just been trying.
Yeah. No, you had them with me, so it's not wasted because we're both the goats.
Right.
Right. We're totally not blazing ourselves right now.
Right. Okay, but seriously, next year, I want to be better at editing. I want to do more editing. I actually want to be better at color grading because I feel like I need to be better at it. I just need to. Like, it's a need. And I need to make more videos, like actual videos, just like of my life and just like of moments. And I want to work on more movies. I want to work on more practicums. I want to work on more projects. I want to volunteer more of my free labor.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm just going to work for everyone for free. So if anyone needs free labor, guys, call me. I will work for you for like zero pay.
Yeah, put that in your LinkedIn.
Yeah,
put that in your LinkedIn.
I'll just do anything, guys. I'll do anything.
Guys, if you guys need Cho for anything, cleaning up your toilets, you know. No, but if it's at Disney, then you don't know. Like if you're the janitor at Disney, then maybe in like 5 years, you could be like,
maybe
the
I can clean the CEO's toilet, you know? Yeah. Maybe in 5 years, I can finally clean the CEO's toilet.
Yeah, and then you can meet the CEO and be like,
I've been cleaning your toilet for so long. Can you get me an actual film job, please?
Do you want to network with me, bro?
You want to network with your toilet cleaner, bro? Like, yeah. I'm like so skilled.
Bro, I'm like so skilled at cleaning toilets. You know what else I could be skilled at? Filming. See, that's how you get a career, guys.
Yeah.
Clean people's toilets.
I want to be good at the things that I'm not good at. So I really want to take lighting and grip next year.
You want to be the gripper gaffer?
Yeah, I want to be the gripper and the gaffer.
Yeah, you can give a gaff about someone now.
Okay. But I just want to be good, like improve my skills. I also want to be better at audio, but honestly, I don't really care about Pro Tools.
I hate Pro Tools. Shout out to Pro Tools, we hate you.
I just don't like audio, guys. Even though we're doing this podcast right now, I don't like doing audio.
Yeah, we just like yapping.
But the things that I don't like lighting and audio, I should be better at. So I'm forcing myself to be better at them.
You're going
to
be the audio coach, bro.
And editing. I don't like editing either.
Me neither.
But I'm forcing myself to be better at all of them because that's what a goat is. That's what goat does. Goat be.
You're just
good at everything.
You're like such a goat. You're going to bleat at all these like things.
Be so extremely good at them.
Yeah, you're gonna be so goated at them, bro. Okay, for me, I kind of have the opposite thing where I want to focus more on specific things because I feel like I need to specialize more in things than like doing every single thing. But I realized that I've given up on camera and lighting. Goodbye.
I love camera.
I suck at it.
I'm actually gonna focus on camera next year.
No, bro, but that's the thing. We're both goats, so we can like fill in for each other's goatlessness.
Oh my god.
You get
we can
it?
Both be goats together.
We can be goats together.
We can fill each other's goats.
Bro, can fill each other's goats, bro. We can fill each other's cups and touch goats. Anyway.
And I can give more of a gaff. I can be a gaffer.
You can be a give a gaffer.
I can be a gaffer. I can be a better gaffer.
Okay, but actually though, so this year actually I want to focus more on audio. But we can literally cover for each other. And then I want to do more writing stuff as well as graphic design stuff and social media stuff, which I'm already doing. Yeah. I'm really hoping to get an exec position when it comes to social media in like one club or something. Hopefully an internship. And I really want to do more things with my band. I really want to write more songs with them. I really want to perform more. Mostly originals, though, because like I'm really excited to just do like songwriting stuff and just performing because I feel like my band is like really cool and I'm starting to get really close to them. My big fear is thinking. My big fear is thinking about my future, actually.
Right. Okay. So I've just been talking to like people from upper years and I feel like I do want to focus more on camera because like my big goal is to have my own show maybe, right? Like a creator or a director. So that's why I feel like I should be better as a DOP just because
you're my favorite DOP.
I'm your favorite DOP. Like I just want to be better at lighting and like colors and yeah, I just want to like understand the camera more because I feel like I'm really lacking when it comes to like technology stuff. That's why I need to know better about the technical stuff of it and how it works and everything. But talking about biggest fears though.
Biggest fears.
If I really deep dive down to like if I really get to the root of why I want to be what I want to be, I think it's because partly I just need validation and affection and care. And I just really need other people to pat me on the back and be like, yo, we think you're cool.
Bro, I think you're doing a good job right now. And
thanks,
I think
bro. You're my top 10 TMU goats.
You're my top 10 TMU goats.
Yeah.
No, but I mean it. I genuinely think you're doing such a good job. And with the workload that you have,
you.
I don't think I would survive. Like, I think that you are doing very, very well.
Thank you.
And that you're doing amazing.
You know, one of my problems is that I always compare myself to people who are like better than me. So that, or like they have like earlier start or they have more experience or whatever. But I just compare myself to people who I shouldn't compare myself to, which is what makes it so much worse.
No, I get it.
Then, yeah. And also one of my other biggest fears is disappointing like my parents and like the people around me because they spend so much money for us to be here, right?
Yeah.
Because again, we're international students. And I feel like I'm not making the most of my opportunities all the time and it's so tiring.
But you are. It's like you're human and you need a break sometimes and yeah. You can't just like force yourself. You're not like a machine who can just do everything all the time.
Yeah, of course, but you know, every time if I try to tell myself that, then I'll be like, oh, that's an excuse. I'm just like giving myself an excuse to be lazy and I can't.
But
and
you're
I
have not. To work. Because it's like you need fun and whimsy in your life. So
you just need joy and sometimes you just need to frolic and you need to lie
frolic
on the grass
in the fields
and like
and
smile
you need to go
and laugh.
Like, you know, walk around the beach during the summer in a cute
and
little dress.
And run in the meadows.
And run in
and
the meadows.
And breathe air and touch grass.
And like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you need to breathe, bro.
Yeah.
You need to touch that grass.
Yeah.
You know,
and also, you know, just one of my biggest fears is that I'll never actually be romantically loved. But anyway,
you will.
We're gonna,
guys, viewers,
we're gonna divert.
If we know any golden retriever nerd okay. men, introducing the show.
Okay.
Any girls who play guitar? Any girls who play guitar?
Yeah, just like black cat girls and golden retriever guys.
Yeah, and when it comes to biggest fears for me, honestly, the thing is I'm doing so much, but sometimes I feel like college is kind of like a bubble because it's like, you know, it's like in between like actual adulthood and what's like left of, I guess, your childhood. Oh, my God, this is so sad. Jesus. Okay, but like, it's like I'm scared that I'm going to do all this and it's going to mean nothing because then I had to just like work and put that over like everything or, you know, what my family wants me to be. Which is like fine, but at the same time, I really want to have time to like make art and like do cool things because I just think that that's kind of like what I'm like, that's one of the reasons why life is worth living for me. Life is worth living.
It's figuring things out. It's part of life.
Yeah. No, but it's also just like, I want to make art. I want to like hang with my friends and like do all this stuff because at the end of the day, like, that's if I do that, then I know that I won't live with like when I die, that I'm not going to regret it. You know what I mean? But
right.
I'm just scared that I won't, even though I'm doing all this stuff and working hard, like I'm scared that I'm not going to have like the chance to do that.
Right.
And my other big fear is cockroaches.
Oh,
they're really scary, guys.
Well, yeah, I'm scared of bugs.
Yeah. Like, you know, when there was this one time where I had to sweep a cockroach out of like my like dad's room and it was up, like, you know, when it's crawling up, it's already really scary. But when it's upside down and it's dead, like you can see all the little like things in its body.
Right.
And it's like, I'm like, it's so freaking gross. And I nearly vomited.
Big hater of bugs. I'm
big
a big hater.
But specifically of cockroaches.
If bugs.
Did like, you know if, that if cockroaches, like their heads are off? Like, if
they
you chop their heads
live.
Off, they can still live for 9 days.
They can
days.
Even survive a
they
nuclear
can...
blast, which is...
Exactly, which is crazy, bro.
Which is crazy, like, because what is their purpose to live
maybe,
that
maybe
long,
maybe they're the
know?
Bug goats.
Maybe they are.
Maybe they are. Maybe we're just haters.
So, podcast
from Logie.
We're going to end this on a lighter note and talk about our podcast.
So, Ashley... What's your favorite moment of the podcast? And, like, I actually really like episode 4, just the entirety of it, and the washing machine.
I still really like... Okay. I liked episode 4, and when I was talking about my thing for foxes and wolves.
Yeah. We're wolves. We
Alpha Sigma.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be the alpha to your Sigma, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's hashtag WRiz.
Bro.
Do you think we're going to have season 2? I low-key
want to
do it.
I
want to do it.
I don't know.
I'm, like, emotionally attached to it, and I have so many, like, ideas for, like, segments and, like, guests to bring
because
on.
Because I feel like there's so many more things we can do with it, you know?
Yeah, bro, we should invite all of our top 10 TMU goats here.
Oh my God, we totally should.
Yeah,
no,
we should.
We should invite Teresa.
We need to invite Teresa.
Yo,
she's like my goat of
she's
goats,
like my
bro.
Top 10 TMU
She's like
goats.
My top 3 TMU goats. But yeah, there are a lot of people that I want to invite here that like aren't on here yet. So, you know, in the future.
And we could talk about, we have a lot more ideas that we could do.
I really want to do like an episode where it's like, is this a green flag or a red flag?
Oh, yeah.
Because I saw
cool.
that on like another podcast.
Cool. I feel like it would be really nice for us to do that. And I think, you know, if we manage our time better, then yeah, it's like totally possible.
If we're less burnt out next semester.
Yeah.
And if Spirit Live doesn't get sick of us. Hey, Spirit Live, we're sorry.
Which I think having the summer break is going to help with our burnt out.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, what are your plans for the summer? Because I'm really excited for the summer. I'm so excited for the summer. Me and our producer, Anna, we're going to be making a short film, which Cho has been making fun of.
Okay, guys, listen, I'm going to join too. If you guys are doing it in June, then I'm going to join
you
guys.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, then I'm also going to be part of it.
You're going to be this chopped ASL
film, I'm not making
room.
Fun of it to be mean. I'm making fun of it. I'm making fun of it from like...
See, Cho's like a little gremlin.
I'm like a devil's advocate. I'm like, okay, guys, let's think about this. If we were the audience, what would we think? You know, if we were critics, what would we think?
She's like a little rat in my... She's like Remy, you know?
I'm just pulling on my hair.
I'm
just a little jester, like, here to make life more fun and joyful.
You're like a little rat, but
and
you're
you
my
hate
favorite
on
rat.
Me because you're a hater.
I am. No, but you're like a little hamster, and you're my favorite hamster. But also not really. Yeah, hamsters are too cute for you. You're like a rat. But I mean that lovingly. I roast everyone I love, so yeah.
You just called me a rat.
Yeah.
I'll take it as you're calling me a cute.
You're my favorite cute little rat, bro.
Like a cute, like a little mouse. Just like a little, you know, a little mouse.
So what are your plans over the summer?
I hope you get a summer romance. I want to do that film with you guys. So I'm going to do the film with you guys if I'm able to stay here for long enough. And then I'm going to go back to Vietnam. So I'm just going to try and find some media stuff to do back there, you know, like an internship or something.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to... I want to do more photo shoots for my friends. So I'm going to try to do that. And I'm going to try to do like little reels of Hanoi, which is like my favorite city in the world and my hometown.
Yay.
And I love it. So I'm just going to try to do something to like appreciate it more.
Bro, I hope you get into a summer romance.
You know what? I kind of don't want that to happen because I'm kind of over with romance right now. I just want everything to be over.
And
You know what? Hashtag single life. I like being single since I've realized I like being single. I'm just like, I'm jealous of people, but I think I'm better off being single for now. So
yeah,
I'm content. Well, I'm not really content, but I'm content. I'm going to gaslight myself into thinking I am. So I'm hashtag happy, hashtag single life, guys.
Being single is really fun.
It is fun.
Like,
you're not restricted
like,
in any way.
Like,
you can just do whatever you
want.
No,
because like no one gets to see how chopped you are.
No one really cares about you,
yeah,
and
like,
no one really
honestly,
cares
when,
about what you're
it's like
doing.
When
so,
you're chopped as hell,
great,
like, no one has to see that. You don't have to care. And honestly, I also just want more like gigs because I love music. I want to sing so many songs.
And you'll get more
write
gigs.
Songs. I want to write so many more
just
songs.
Just manifest it into reality. Just like,
I have so many song ideas and I have so many like cover ideas as well. I think we're going to cover So American next.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, we do need to do our portfolios, and we do need
Okay, let's not think about that right
now. To work on the LinkedIn.
You know what is? That's too much information.
Right.
And
so
speaking of too much information.
We're just going to end it on this.
We're going to end the season on this.
We're just going to leave you guys with worries about your future.
But guys, just remember that everything is going to be okay.
Yeah,
you guys are all girls
note,
who are going to be okay.
Everything's going to be okay, and everything's going to turn out okay.
Yeah, and you are not chopped, no matter how... chopped you think
maybe
you are.
Maybe it's not gonna be great, but everything's gonna be okay.
Yeah, you guys are all my goats, whoever's listening.
All our listeners are goats.
You guys are all my
our fandom name is goats. You guys are our goats.
The TMI fandom name is called the goats. No, goats with
we love you goats.
No, goats with a Z.
We purple you goats.
It's like G-O-A-T-Z.
Ooh, goats.
Our goats. Guys, you're our goats. You know how like K-pop has fandom names? Oh my god, we need to come with a goat's light stick.
We're gonna have a little light stick.
We need to have a goat's light stick, bro.
We're gonna have little light sticks.
Anyway.
Sarahio. I love you guys. Whoever's listening.
I purple
like,
you goats.
On a serious note, though, since this is a Spirit Live podcast and we we did this with the assumption of, oh, no one's going to listen to it. We're just doing it for fun. Genuinely, whoever's listening, we love you so much for that. Yeah, thank you for your support, guys.
You guys are actually my goats.
Like, you guys are actually our goats. We love you so much.
Yeah, on a serious note, if anyone's listening to this, you guys are like actually amazing.
We love you.
And we appreciate you very much. Because this, honestly, I didn't think anyone was going to listen to it. So whenever someone's like, I'm listening to your thing, I'm like, oh my God, wait, really?
Yeah, I know, right? It's so sweet when people support us. So we're giving you spiritual hugs right now. Spiritual bear hugs.
Yeah, we're giving you spiritual hugs and kisses. Guys, see you guys next season. And just remember, when you're with the right people, there's never too much information.